Wondering just how far my mind can stray. I only hope, pray, my dear, someday I'll dream one dream wide enough to make you say. Dreams grow wilder every day. But are they wild enough to make you stay? Or does dreaming only make you stay away? My wildest dreams grow wilder every day. My daydreams and my nightmares are so real, there's no mistake. It wouldn't be so bad if I was not so wide awake. My wildest dreams grow wilder every day. There's nothing I can think or do or say. I only hope and pray, my dear, someday I'll dream one dream wild enough to make you stay. My wildest dreams grow wilder.
My wildest dreams grow wilder. My name is Don Schulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a thrusting, America is force, force, dynamics, force, force, dynamics, force, force, dynamics, 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 force, dynamics,
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was Blood in a Saddle, and now it's time for Chips with Everything, the British music show on CITR, with me, Quentin, the DJ, and Dave. How's it going, man?
Well, luckily I had some Devil's Club root bark to chew on to help elevate my sugar levels after yesterday's trip to that sweet shop on Columbia Street in New West.
You are looking a tad detoxed.
Yeah, man.
Is that why?
Well, that part of it, yeah.
And we normally play British music on this show, and we're going to continue that tradition in some ways.
Well, in every way, really. Wouldn't you say
we've got guests
this week
as well. So we're going to be playing tons of British pop music. We also have members of the cast of Fiddler on the Roof, which is running at UBC right now.
You know, the story of an oppressed people, much like the Scottish.
Well, we're all oppressed.
Yeah.
That's the story of the world, not the, you know, that doesn't belong to any one culture. But we're only interested in one culture on this show.
The culture of loud music.
Anyway, they're going to be coming on in about 15 minutes, live music.
Yeah, and not sliced too thin, I hope, either.
No, it'll be good.
Generous portions.
It's going to be really good. They have an accompanist, and we're going to be giving away free tickets as well and having a good laugh.
But none of that, like, biscuit gravy kind of
Definitely
southern
not.
Bad, you know. like the barbecue that doesn't pay off, greasy, and what you want is something kind of spicy, rich. Kind of thing that makes you wish you didn't really have taste buds like me.
Two-faced friends, all you phonies, all you two-faced friends, you sick fan of it, suck ups, smile through your teeth at me, please, be painted, please.
Thank you.
5:10 on CITR 101.9 FM. And it's Chips with Everything, the British music show.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do when you hear music like this on a, well, on a fine, warm Sunday? Take it outside. Take it outside. That's what I said.
That was the Tune Yards.
Get the
from
music.
An album called Bird Brains.
Coming in your ears. And take it outside.
Yeah. And let's see. It's actually very mild weather in Vancouver today.
Yeah. Yeah. So unless you're a cabbie or a cabbie passenger, get outside.
So in a few minutes we're going to have performers from the UBC Gilbert and Sullivan Society doing Fiddle It on the Roof, and we're going to give away some tickets. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Boys Noise mix of Happy Up Here by Royksopp, which is on this remix EP. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's Chips Is Everything, the British music show. And we have guests on the in the studio today, I'm happy to say. How's it going, everyone? Yeah, okay. It's the I got four people from the UBC Gilbert and Sullivan Society. Do you guys want to introduce yourself and tell me which character you're playing in the production of Fiddler on the Roof that's happening this week?
Well, my name is Lauren Izzo, and I will be playing Seitel, the eldest daughter.
I'm Kristen Ray. I'm playing Hoddle, second oldest daughter.
Just, could you guys just step up a little bit closer to the mic?
And okay. I'm Caitlin Harrison, and I'm playing Hava, and I'm the middle daughter. There are two younger ones, but yeah.
Okay. And we have an accompanist. What's your name, sir?
My name is Gary C. I am the rehearsal pianist, and I'll be playing clarinet at the shows.
Right on.
He's also hardcore awesome.
Oh, so yeah. Awesome.
So it's Fiddler on the Roof, which is, what is that again? I have seen it, but let's hear it from you guys.
It's a Broadway musical. About a small village called Anatevka in Russia.
Mm-hmm. It takes place in 1905, and it's basically about the traditions of Judaism in 1905, and throughout the show, different themes are challenged, mm-hmm. and they basically change their whole perspective about tradition and about the religion.
Yeah.
And their culture.
Yeah. We see how far the man who plays our father, how far he will go. Who will bend his traditions, kind of.
So you guys are all sisters in this?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to sing a song for us now?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so what's the scenario that's happening before this song comes? Because I'm hoping it's going to be a dramatic number.
Oh, you have no idea.
Yenta, the matchmaker.
Yeah. There's a tradition in Judaism in this time period of every single marriage is arranged by a matchmaker.
In this case, Yenta, the obnoxious matchmaker.
She's just visited. Yeah. And we're a little excited. Well, me and Hoddle are excited.
Seidel's not so excited. Yeah. She's scared because she has somebody in mind that she perhaps would like to marry for other reasons other than a matchmaker.
Yeah.
Right, yes. Okay.
So we're just joking around.
Yeah. Love.
Love. Love. You could say that.
Okay, let's take it away, and we'll talk about the show again afterwards.
Okay.
Seidel, you're the oldest. Yenta has to make a match for you before she can make one for me.
And then after her, one for me.
So if Yenta brings...
Oh, Yenta!
Well, someone has to arrange the matches. Young people can't decide these things for themselves.
She might bring someone wonderful.
Someone interesting.
And well off.
And important.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, look through your book and make me a perfect match.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, I'll bring the veil. You bring the groom, slender and pale. Bring me a ring, for I'm longing to be the envy of all I see.
For Papa, make him a scholar.
For Mama, make him rich as a king.
For me, well, I wouldn't holler if he were as handsome as anything.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Night after night in the dark I'm alone, so find me a match of my own.
Since when are you interested in a match, Chava? I thought you just had your eye on your books. And you have your eye on the rabbi's son.
Well, why not? We only have one rabbi, and he only has one son. Why shouldn't I want the best?
Because you're a girl from a poor family, so whatever Yenta brings, you'll take, right?
Of course, right.
Ha!
Haddle, oh Haddle, have I got a match for you? He's handsome, he's young, all right, he's 62, but he's a nice man, a good catch, true, true. I promise you'll be happy, and even if you're not, there's more to life than that. Don't ask me what. Chava, I found him. Will you be a lucky bride? He's handsome, he's tall, that is from side to side, but he's a nice man, a good catch, right? Right. You heard he has a temper. He'll beat you every night, but only when he's sober. So you're all right. Did you think you'd get a prince? Well, I do the best I can. With no dowry, no money, no family background. Be glad you've got a man. Matchmaker, matchmaker, you know that I'm still very young. Please, take your time.
Up to this minute, I misunderstood that I could get stuck for good. Dear Yanta, see that he's gentle. Remember, you are also a bride. It's not that I'm sentimental. It's just that I'm terrified. Matchmaker, matchmaker, plan me no plans. I'm in no rush. Maybe I've learned playing with matches a girl can get burnt. So bring me no ring, groom me no groom, find me no find, catch me no catch, unless he's a matchless match.
Nice. Thanks, that was awesome.
Thanks.
That was huge. That was really
it's
good.
Huge. Huge is a good word to describe that.
Yeah. No, so are you having fun doing this show?
Oh my gosh, so much fun.
Okay.
It's been amazing.
It's been amazing. Yeah, yeah. Yo, bonding and having great nights out afterwards.
We didn't know each other before the show. No. And we met each other the first day of rehearsal, and it was kind of awkward because we're like, hey, you're going to be my new sister.
Yeah.
But now we're pretty much best friends, so it's awesome.
It's amazing.
We
yeah.
finish each other's sentences.
We do.
It's
okay, so it's the UBC Gilbert and Sullivan Society. So, you know, what's the deal with, I have to ask, why are you doing Fiddler on the Roof?
Traditionally, we always do, the society does one Broadway musical and one Gilbert and Sullivan show, but last year, during one of the meetings, we decided we wanted to do something really, really big this year, and this is the largest production we have ever done. Biggest
oh, yeah?
cast, biggest budget, biggest theater. It's we just wanted to do something completely out there.
Yeah, just a challenge.
Scale.
Yeah.
yeah.
So it's going to be huge?
It's going to be massive.
How many people yeah. are in the orchestra?
About 20. Both UBC
25
students.
Piece orchestra.
Yeah. yeah, and some people from John Oliver Secondary School who's also helping us.
Yeah,
with
it's a, like a collaboration, a partnership mm-hmm. with the school.
Yeah.
So there's some community involvement there.
Yeah, though the cast is all UBC students and also some professional actors from community
and some alumni.
Years.
Yeah,
it's a really interesting cast dynamic. Actually, we have a really big age range. So
and like skill, like not skill, but like experience level.
Definitely. So,
yeah.
So it's cool to see all these people of different levels and different ages working together.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Family.
So which which theater is it on at?
It's at John Oliver Theater at 530 East 41st Avenue at 41st and Fraser.
And give me the dates and the times.
It's next Wednesday to Saturday, which is February 3rd to 6th. And there is a show at 7:30 every night, and on Saturday there's also a 2:00 matinee.
Okay, and how do you get tickets if you want them?
You can get tickets online at the Gilbert and Sullivan Society website
yeah.
but you can also get it at the door anytime between 7 and 7:30 or 1:30 for the matinee on Saturday.
Yeah, and they're $20 for general admission and $15 for students.
Okay, good. And we've actually got some tickets to give away here. Thanks for
nice.
Bringing these in.
Yeah.
So we have 2 tickets for February the 4th, which is the Wednesday, I think.
Yes, that's
Thursday.
Oh, Thursday, February 4th. Friday, 2 tickets for Friday, February the 5th. And 2 for Saturday matinee at 2:00 on the 6th of February. So, you know, if you want to call in to 604-822-2487, which is, UBC. Let's see, what does the last four things kind of stand for? I can't remember. 604 UBC 2487. And you can get a couple of free tickets for that show. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us.
Right on. And yeah, hopefully you'll come back for the Gilbert and Sullivan show in the summer.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, good. See you then.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
The next. would be easy. Never walked a mile in my shoes. Every day a desire awaits me. There was nothing else I could do.
Doesn't fall too far from the tree. I'm moving up, so I'm celebrating. The girls off a brain, but I'm educated. Thanks to always, I'm elevating. So me and road hype have been segregated. I level up with the best display. My watch said that there ain't time for haters. So if you're looking trouble, no, I ain't in the debt. I'm just a cool dude out for papers.
My name's Chip Diddy Chip. I don't ever wanna bring it Diddy Chip. I don't play around, I'm just trying to do my music. But see the wrong thing and I'll slip Diddy Chip. Some say it's luck, but I don't give up. Wait till my haters like see you at the top. I'm the best in the biz, right next to the kid. Everybody say my name now, Chip Diddy Chip.
They're like Chips, he's a swagathon. Annoys the haters like a tag along. Prick who, cause you know I ain't having none. If you're cool, I'm cool, we can get along. Different day, same shit, you know what I'm on. Nobody's eating if Chippy ain't getting none. They can have half a pie if I'm getting one. But once I bake mine, everybody's getting some. Cause you know just how I stay. If you help me, I'll make mine, you get paid. And all over town, you know what they say. Chipmunk's too cold, nah, you don't say. I grin teeth like his music pays. It's like mo, mo, money, mo, haters, hey. I'm in the studio from day to day. It's like what, they can't knock the race. A clever man tried bumping me, but I ain't stupid, you can count my A's.
My name's Chip Diddy Chip. I don't ever gonna bring it Diddy Chip. I don't play around, I'm just trying to do my music. But say the wrong thing and I'll slip Diddy Chip. Some say it's luck, but I don't give a wait till my haters like see you at the top. I'm the best in the biz, right next to the kid. Everybody say my name now, Chip Diddy Chip.
And ain't nobody flopping me. Check the YouTube, everybody's watching me. Jeez. I do the damn thing properly. I say turn left and everybody follows me. The A&R's all know I'm hot property. I'm lyrically make fair on Monopoly. Jeez. I don't watch face, but everybody's blocking me. Yes, I am Chipmunk, there's no other me. See me and I look like I'm talking to myself. Look, I'm only spitting bars, man, please don't bother me. Ask the sun, ain't nobody hot for me. Ask the moon, ain't a star that's blocking me. The other stars make room and I'm coming through. Besides bars, I'm in control of the galaxy. Jeez. I don't play no games, so don't challenge me. These youths are just not in my salary. I love bars like I need more calories. The kindergarten artist ain't ready for this category. Yeah, look the stars here, please. P.S. Give me a drum roll, please.
My name's Chip Diddy Chip. I don't ever celebrate Hit Diddy Chip. I don't play around, I'm just trying to do my music. But say the wrong thing and I'll slip Diddy Chip. Some say it's luck, but I don't give up. Wait till my haters like see you at the top. I'm the best in the biz, right next to the kid. Everybody say my name now, Chip Diddy Chip.
CITR 101.9 FM. That's Chipmunk from this album called I Am Chipmunk. I have to say, I don't really like that guy.
Nah, there's something, let's see, sophomoric, bit of a put on. He's a bit of a put on, that's all.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
What about you, Ivy? Do you like Chipmunk?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I know. That's the thing. Well, of the three of us here, there's only one genuine fan of Chipmunk.
What is
and she's
egg?
Only 3 years old.
What is acorns of a squirrel eating?
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of squirrel talk, as well as... Well, the one thing I would like to say is that those three sisters we heard earlier were really something else.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And that was the Gilbert and Sullivan sock of UBC doing Fiddler on the Roof at the John Oliver Theatre. And it starts from Wednesday to Saturday. It's going to be great. We still have a couple of tickets left for the Saturday matinee. So if you want those, 604-822-2487. That's next Saturday. We've got 20 more minutes until Queer FM with Heather at 8 o'clock. CITR's Olympic champion, Anoop, is going to be doing Rhythms India. I say that because I found out that he's going to be carrying the Olympic torch. Did you know about that, Dave? About how Anoop's going to be doing the Olympic torch?
I couldn't believe that when I saw that going around on the Ethernet there.
I know, it's going to be good. See, we've got someone from CITR out there. I tell you, man, it's going to be tough getting to our next show. In 2 weeks' time, we are going to be... I think the Olympics will be going by then, and we have to come up here to UBC, but we will be here.
Yeah, and I'm all in favor of biodiversity and sustainability, so I'm putting the two together, and the variety of whale oils that I'm using to power my electric diesel bike...
Is that how you're going to get around?
Oh, it's unfathomable. I think there's 12 different species, and I've jigged it so that each species gets an equal burn rate.
You got it.
Cost me a lot more money, but that's
you got it worked out, man.
Yeah, unceded Indian territory.
What's the
corporate interests? Cute fuzzy mascots.
Are you going to go into this?
No.
Good.
Just priming the pump for next show.
The before we played Chipmunk was Andrew WK, new album out in about 3 weeks' time, Close Calls with Brick Walls.
Yeah.
And that's a track from a called Into the Clear. That record actually has come out in other countries, but never, you know, in North America. Or,
yeah,
sort of like
the Space Odyssey, 2001 in England.
Yeah, never came out in the West.
Yeah.
But it's a brilliant album. And before that, T-Rex from... the full title of the album is Zinc Alloy and the Riders of Tomorrow, A Creamed Cage in August. And
yeah.
1974 was the year.
Well, that was a very good year, although I've always believed that 1973 was the best year ever. It was when apartment buildings in the West End had swimming pools, and it was still a crazy, crazy luxury.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
How about Port Coquitlam, though?
Oh, it had its own working class charms. There was
like suburban swimming pools there, too.
Yeah. There was
Jessica had one.
They were suburban.
She was a suburban child.
Nagasaki, I got married to Cho-Cho San. That was her name in those days. And I was her man. I'm going back to visit her. She got a problem. She got a little Cho-Cho. Cho-Cho San was her name. And Mr. Taylor Wolf. Take it away, Cho-Cho. We'll be right back.
sun. I see a dot on the horizon. Closer every second, gleaming white in my direction. What can it be? Coming up the path for me. What on earth will he say? Shall I run to him or run away? Freaking out, he's come to get me. Make me feel stuck. Just won't let me run to him. Do I dare? I'm not a butterfly. Don't blame me.
Founder. I married a Yankee girl, but I went back to visit old Japan, where there she was, Cho-Cho Sam.
Gotta have something to believe in, my white honky, I do miss him. Someday soon he'll come around, just to stop my nervous breakdown. Call me fool, call me stupid, spend my hour killing stupid. Say it with me.
Shows are listed daily by the city's most prominent promoters, but also by you.
The musicians and fans were the driving force of our local music scene. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they're personalized. They're integrated with local music directories that are constantly updated by the bands, musicians, and businesses who refer to them as they pick locations and lineups for their newest upcoming shows. And no one's barred from contributing, since we all know fans know more about the players than anyone. So visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest major and independent event listings. And while you're at it, check out our archives and discover how closely we all work together in this community, putting on the shows you love.
It's been so long, we're glad we came before. We got the fame or had a name, a story hasn't changed with accolades, we're still standing, and we'll be back again. It's been so long.
Australian hip-hop group The Hilltop Hoods have already dominated Down Under, and now they're looking to do the same here in Canada. Catch The Hilltop Hoods February 10th at Venue in Vancouver.
The tour, in support of their platinum album State of the Art, will be their first headlining tour in Canada. See The Hilltop Hoods up close and personal before they graduate to stadium shows.
Tickets are going fast, so get yours sooner than later. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster, Livestock, and Zulu.
The Hilltop Hoods at Venue in Vancouver, February 10th. Don't miss it.
Thank you.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
And it is a wonderful place to be, sliced on the thin side of 6 o'clock. It's 5 to 6 here at UBC.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have to get going shortly.
It's a real shame, but for you lucky listeners who are still listening.
We've had a pretty frantic show here behind the scenes.
It's been wonderful.
I'm sure you don't want to hear about it.
No. But we'll just say that the result has been a wonderful bit of Gilbert and Sullivan inspired. Fiddler on the Roof.
Little Fiddler on the Roofisms.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
It's wonderful stuff.
I would have liked to have had a matchmaker in my hometown when I was growing up. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. Poor Coquitlam? It would have been wonderful.
Yeah, it would have worked.
Totally. Oh, great. Oh, Hybrid Vigor, the mongrels of Poor Coquitlam. I got to tell you, man, there's Terry Fox. Me, all sorts of excellent products.
You could have been the matchmaker of Poco could have hooked you up with Terry Fox.
Yeah,
in an alternate universe.
You know, of course.
You wish.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe Terry Fox is, you know, one of his. Maybe he had a cute relative. You could still change your name, David Fox.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Although I do lean towards. No, wait a second. Davy Fox? Foxy Dave.
That's it, man. Work
All right.
It.
Well, yeah. Here it is. Foxy Dave and his sidekick Q checking out for another. So,
okay, well, let's go back. We're not checking out just yet. We've got a few minutes.
All right.
Okay, we were just before this acid rock freakout that we're currently having. I was listening to a track off the new Basement Jacks album called Zephyr, and it's sort of a. I don't know, it's a mellow album.
Yeah, it's definitely a mellow tune. Mellower than I think of when I think Basement Jacks.
It's true, I know. They're usually, like, mental. That one's just interesting. And I mean that in the most Coquitlam-esque way.
Wow, yeah. At least it's not different in your eyes.
So, you know, Queer FM, we had previously announced that Heather's not going to be here. It's going to go ahead with, like, even more fun. Normal, let me tell you.
If you can believe it.
If you've listened to Shake a Tail Feather,
you know what
on CITR, which is old soul numbers, R&B, like shakedowns, and just really good time dance music. We're going to be having that tonight instead of Heather. But get this, it's queerified. You've got gay artists. It's going to be like a rock and roll queer party starting in about 3 minutes' time.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening.
LGBT is a little bit.
No, it still LGBT
sounds like,
R&B.
It just still sounds like a sandwich.
Oh, a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, after this, we got Rhythms India, Mondo Trasho, Transcendance, and on it goes way past midnight.